Hello and welcome all. This is our second episode and we will be looking at how we can integrate sustainable economics in improving social ties. As we analyzed in our previous episode, key economic systems that have been practiced by most nations have led to depletion of resources and environmental degradation. We also noted how sustainable economic development can help to alleviate this problem by creating sound policies that will be focused on promoting sound economic development. Also, as we noted in our first episode, one of the individuals who has shown how the concepts of sustainability can work is Elena Norberg-Hodge in her study of the Ladakh people. By analyzing how the Ladakh people have been able to utilize their resources, she shows how we can integrate both traditional concepts with modernism and how our modern society can become a beacon of hope on how sustainable economics can be integrated. Her success, where the people of Ladakh have been able to utilize the available resources in a prudent manner, is a testament of how sustainable economics can become a success if we as individuals are willing to adopt these concepts. One of the key stumbling blocks to sustainable economic development are the concepts of advertising blitz and conspicuous consumption. Advertising blitz is the situation where companies constantly inundate us with advertisements to incentivize us to buy more products. For example, Apple always advertises their new models, making most of their consumers to buy their newer models, even though their older versions are still working well. Also, the concept of conspicuous consumption, where we purchase goods in order to display wealth rather than cover basic need, has also been a problem. Our focus will be to look at how we as individuals can play an important role in integrating sustainable economics in our day-to-day lives. As we noted previously, we are going to be looking at the role we as individuals can play and the role we as a society can play in implementing the concepts of sustainable economics. As I noted earlier, most of us have been victims of advertising bliss and conspicuous consumption. While I understand most of us are led by a desire to improve our standard of living, which forces most of us to purchase products we think we need, it is important that we learn how this influences other societies, especially indigenous communities, from where we mostly get these resources from. I understand how the concepts of advertising bliss affect us, since I've experienced this in my own life, whereby I have purchased products to cover my own insecurities and in an attempt to display wealth in order to win adulation from other people. However, this is something we as individuals and as a society can choose to correct. As an individual, you can play an important role in promoting sustainable economics by being self-reflective about any purchase you make. For example, you can ask yourself if you need a particular product before you purchase it and use a weighted scale to evaluate whether the product will bring joy to your life or whether it will make you feel more empty. By doing things, we can be able to ensure that we only get products which serve our basic needs and necessities. One way I think we can achieve this is by having an accountability partner. An accountability partner can be a mentor or someone you look up to, or an outside friend who thinks differently than you, who can be able to hold you accountable when making any purchase or when making a major decision. This is because if we are friends who are conscious about how we make our decisions, can play an important role in influencing us to live a more sustainable lifestyle. As such, we can engage our friends when making decisions on important purchases. While what I'm suggesting might seem very hard and a radical way to live, I believe we will be able to create a better future where we are conscious about the impact of the decisions we make, not only to ourselves, but to other people and the environment as a whole. Living consciously can therefore play a critical role in protecting indigenous communities and in limiting the growth of slums. This is because, as noted by the UN Habitat, close to 2,000 people are evicted from their habitats due to global overconsumption. Most of these populations are the indigenous communities living in forested land. This is because as companies forage into protected forest land, they mostly destroy the habitats where most of these populations are dependent on. Consequently, most of these people are forced to migrate to urban areas, and since they have no major income, they are mostly forced to live in slums. Apple customers, or customers who use Apple products, can petition to have Apple make their supply chain transparent. By doing so, they can assure that the company only sources products from trusted suppliers and that none of their products have been sourced due to forced labor. A report by the UN estimates that most of rare earth metals used in manufacturing iPhones have been mined in conflict zones like the Congo. As individuals and as a society, we can play an important role by petitioning companies to have their supply chains become transparent. By holding our companies accountable, we will be able to ensure that companies do not engage in unethical practices. We can also play an important role by boycotting any products from companies that are engaged in unethical practices. For instance, we can boycott products from companies that are employing child labor or that are destroying communal habitats. We can also boycott products from companies which are destroying the environment or which are paying their workers poorly. By doing so, we'll ensure that companies engage in fair practices where they pay their employees a good median wage, which will enable most of them to live above the poverty line. We can also petition companies to create products that are long-lasting and durable. For example, as most of us have noted, most of the smartphones we are using in the current market have a shelf life of 2 to 3 years. This is also something which is similar with most modern computers. However, as a consumer, we can lobby other consumers to petition these companies to create products that last for a very long time. By taking action, we can slow down the greed that has been caused by capitalism and ensure that the monster created by unchecked capitalism is negated. Consequently, it is by taking action and by being self-responsible that we, all of us, as individuals and as a society, we will be able to inculcate the concepts of sustainable economics. In our next and final session, which is our third episode, we will look at how sustainable economics can promote better social ties and help resolve problems pertaining to mental health issues. We will do this by exploring other cultures that have been explored by Daniel Quinn in his book, Ishmael. Till we meet again, thank you.